She can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. With Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for May 1st, 2024, episode 86.
Curry and the Keeper.
Well, hello, my queen.
Hello, handsome.
It's okay. Everyone, yeah. Hello, everyone, everyone at church is saying hi, princess.
I know.
I just want to say.
I know. And Annette sort of kind of yelled at me. She goes, "You called him princess. Why were you calling him princess?" I go, "Show content." she should know. She's a podcaster.
Jill's husband.
Yes. What is his name? I don't know.
I forget his name for a second
because I don't think I've ever met him.
Whenever I think of Jill, it's like Jill. I can see Jill. I can't. Yeah. And he comes up to me the other day in church, puts his hand on my heart. Puts his other hand in my shoulder and he says, "In your heart, you're a princess." I'm like, brother. Hey, darling. How
hey,
you doing? How you doing, my
hey,
baby?
It's late. It's
yeah,
late.
Let's cheers
let's
for
drink
a second
and let's
here.
Get the show started.
Bam!
And go to bed.
Cheers. We are back to an old staple because it's late, so we didn't want to just... Oh, you're just wolfing that down. You know, give me a second.
I had a sip.
Mm.
That is a good staple. It's the Argelet.
It's the Argelet.
It's the fan favorite.
It is the fan favorite Argelet from
it's
H-E-B.
It's not an inexpensive bottle of wine. It's like $24.
It's $23.97.
Rounded up to $24.
$23.97. It is our house wine.
Yes.
And it's late because it is, what is it, 10 to 9. It's about 2 hours later than we normally record on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Because we just got back from like the start of some hill country revival, 28 baptisms at a worship night and baptism night at Bridge Church.
Welcome to the kingdom.
It was, and still, and I think they really moved through it quickly.
They
I mean,
did.
It was bam, bam, and people, you know, it was like clockwork.
Because there was 28 people.
Yeah. And it was from 7 to almost 70 in
oh,
age range.
Yes, in age range, yes.
And
yeah, it
just,
was lovely.
Just fantastic. Just so it's great when the church comes together like that.
The adults, when the adults are being baptized, that's what hit me the most because that's where we were, you know? And so.
That's right. For me, just a little over a year ago. For you, a year and a half ago.
Yeah, a year and a half ago. So, changed our lives. That's for sure.
Now, but besides all that, I mean, there's something else fantastic we need to talk about.
There's a lot of things we need to talk about.
Yeah.
You start.
But the painting is done. Finally,
oh, yes.
Aaron and Mike are
gone.
The chaos is over. The house is back. Phoebe is like, oh, finally.
And we've been tired all this week.
We have been very, I mean, you also traveled, to be fair. So, you know, that does take stuff out of you.
It's just disruptive.
Very
that's
disruptive.
All.
Yeah. But do you like the way it turned out?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's so fresh.
Because, of course, I never wear my glasses in the house. So I was like, yeah, it looks good. I mean, it looked good already. You know, but it didn't. It was, there was some wear and tear.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely beautiful. Which kind of leads me into the whole, the subject of the newsletter, which is someone's on tour, the appreciation tour. So I wanted to talk about that because that kind of ties into all the painting.
Okay.
So, and I can't remember how it started.
Oh, but, I know exactly how it started.
Okay, go ahead. And then
we were having dinner.
Yes.
And you said, you know, you're no good. You don't appreciate me.
That is not true, Adam
that's
Curry.
That's exactly how I remember it. That's,
that is so
no, is
not,
that not
true.
How it we were having an after dinner discussion, which is always open. And we can talk to each other about everything.
It's important for us to be able to do
certainly
that.
Certainly since we had our Christ-centered marriage.
Yes, it's
course,
important.
There's no offense. There's no anger.
And
there really is nothing.
I'm not going to hold on to something and resent you for it. That's not what Christ would want me to do.
I remember. It came from you had painted all the baseboards.
Most of the baseboards, yeah.
I think, yeah. And I was like, that's just not what I'm good at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could give me a brush and paint and it would be a disaster. And we both know it. But that kind of led into, you know what I do around here?
That's not how it started. That is not how it started.
That's right, guys. That's not how it started.
It's not. I was there. No. So, I mean, it was a lot of work to put the house back together. I mean, it wasn't just enduring the chaos, but putting things back on the wall and, cleaning things.
To be fair,
I
endured a lot of the chaos because you were in New York. So I endured the chaos, but it was okay.
But you turned to me and you said, "Thank you. I appreciate all that you're doing." That's what you said to me. And I said, "Thank you. I'm glad that you noticed." And that's how it started. And I said, "I don't think that you know what I do around here to keep the house going."
That's right. And then came the quiz. And then the Jeopardy music started. Yeah. Doom, 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 doom. Do you know what Tina does around the house? And I'm like, okay, I'll take Tina around the house for 300.
No, and I said, "Do you know
start with the question. What is vacuuming out all the drawers?"
That's not the right question. But I turned to you and I said, "Do you know that I vacuum out the drawers? Like I vacuum out the crumbs that accumulate." Yeah. You do?
No, I said, "No, I didn't know."
Yeah, and I said, "That's the sort of thing." So thank you for saying that you appreciate me. Because I felt bad that you felt
like I haven't said that enough. And because I certainly...
I don't know that that's necessarily true. I hear what you're saying, but I don't know that that's necessarily true how I felt. I think I was coming off of being so tired from not only traveling, but then putting the house back together. And then I'm just doing a lot to get it done. And I was tired. And so for you to say that to me, I really need to hear that. But then you took it to an extreme.
I did.
You were like, thanking me for everything then.
Hey, I'm on a roll here. Let me thank you for just being you.
Thank you for breathing.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for living. Thank you for existing in my orbit. This is fabulous.
And I was like, okay, you're on the appreciation tour. I get it. But it's not something that I need.
Everybody needs to hear these things sometimes, of course. So. Well, I always call you my Proverbs 31 wife, which I really mean, because that's what you are. You take care of everything, and just read Proverbs 31 and you'll see that this is my wife. She's perfect.
Well, there's a couple of things. I like taking care of you. Like, you know, doing your laundry before I travel.
Which was the question last week, and I had it right.
You did.
Yes.
Woo! You did.
Yes,
I did. You won.
Nailed it.
Hold on. I like taking care of you. I like cooking for you. I like, you know, just making sure you have what you need.
You always do.
And I like to have a beautiful house. I said to you, I go, "I don't think you see the weeds that are pulled, you know."
Then we got into another discussion. I was like, "Well, no, but when you see the weeds, my feeling is let's have Eric, who mows the lawn, pull the weeds."
Right.
And you're like, "No, in Indiana, we go out and do that ourselves, and then we feel good about it.
And then we complain.
And then we complain that we had to do it." But that's never going to change between us. And to be honest, I appreciate you. You like to roll up your sleeves and do stuff yourself. And I'm like, you know, I'm not good at that. I'm really good at other things. I'll have someone else do that.
Yes.
And that's not a demeaning thing. That's American. Yes. I'm giving people work.
And that's how I see it. And that's what you said. And where I'm like, I can't ask somebody to come out here and pull weeds.
Do the grass and he'll then pull. Is he coming tomorrow, by the way? Or next week?
That's your wheelhouse.
I can't remember. Yeah. No, I can't remember.
I think it's Saturday he's supposed to come.
Saturday. I'm sorry.
I hope he's coming on Saturday because our grass is about 2 feet high. There's snakes living out there.
I don't know about that.
Anyway.
Could be.
But that was a good conversation. And so I appreciate you appreciating me.
Okay. Now that we have that out of the way, give me $5.
So let's see, going back to next week. Oh, I just want to give a shout out to Dame Christina.
A shout out. Hey, everybody. Hey, shout out.
Dame Christina Pearl and to Sir Brian with an I. They both remind me every Monday to do the newsletter because I forgot that 1 week.
Oh, really? So they're sending you notes to do the newsletter. Have you done the newsletter?
Yeah, Dame Christina Pearl's like, "Don't forget, you got to do the newsletter." And then Brian goes, "I set an alarm for Siri, so Siri told me to remind you to do the newsletter." I'm like, "Thanks." Anyway, so we got people. We got people to help me.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
I don't know where you want to start because there's a number of things that have happened.
You want to talk about that charity dinner we went to?
Yeah. So that was
Heart of the Hills.
That was Thursday.
Last Thursday, yes. We were invited by Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
Right.
And Bridge Church.
Yeah, it was kind of a cool venue, which we'd never been to, out on
Vista
290.
Oaks, yeah.
Mm-hmm. An event center. And it, you know, there were a lot of people there that I recognized and a lot of people I didn't, but I was like, oh, you know, there's so
me too. There was a lot of women from my Bible study. My doctor was there, Dr. O'Leary.
And we didn't even really know what it was, but you know, when Pastor Jimmy and Dame Annette ring the bell, we're like, okay,
woof,
we'll Pavlovian, go. We're there.
Yeah. No, it was great. It's a great organization that helps.
But I didn't really even know what they did until I figured out, oh, this is what they are.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really good. I enjoyed it, but you know me. I have my nonprofit hat on.
Well, explain what they do.
Okay, so they support.
Heart of the Hills, is that what it's called?
Heart of the Hills, I believe. Yeah. Yes,
and they support the Braveheart Ball. I think they called this Braveheart.
Yes, that's right. And they support unwed mothers. I believe it's unwed mothers.
Is this what we call a pregnancy crisis center? Mainstream media would call that?
Probably. Yeah. Yes.
So instead of having an abortion,
right?
You say, okay, right. I need help. Help, and, what can I help?
Right.
Either adoption or keep it, or I need all kinds of help.
Yes, and they have all sorts of services to help these women. And so they, you know, I've done, I don't know how many of these events in my career, a lot.
We've done some together.
Yes, yeah, exactly. That's how we met. And so it was a really great event, but I had my nonprofit hat on and I'm like, oh.
This video's too long. That slide needs to be different. Can you just enjoy, please? Can you just enjoy everything?
Do you know how it takes? It's in me. Like, it's in me to want to help these. And I love small nonprofits. I love them because there's little things they can do that make a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And I did that in Florida. I helped this emerging nonprofit. And they're like a $3 million nonprofit right now. And so I'm just like, oh. And I have to hold back.
Well, I have to hold you back. Otherwise, you'd be doing nothing but helping everybody all the time.
And we'd
have no time for the podcast.
Yes.
But in a way,
my real job.
You have, like, when I'm watching an award show or when I'm watching a concert, I'm seeing all the things. Okay, what's going on there? What's happening there?
Yeah.
Lights.
Yeah. Oh, see, I'm looking at content.
Yeah, you're, of course, of course.
Don't get up there and read from a script that is so stilted. Anyway.
I was like, okay, sound up. Where's the sound? We have no light on the person. There was no light on the speaker.
Yeah.
I'm like, where's the light?
Yeah.
So, you know, together, we could organize a great event.
Hey, maybe that's our exit strategy.
Okay, all right. You keep working on that.
So they ended up calling us because they needed an email. And so she left a voicemail and I called her back. And so I said, hey, can I give you a little bit of feedback? She said, absolutely.
Sure.
I gave her my background. I said, I've done this for Ronald McDonald House Charities and a lot of nonprofits. I've put on so many of these events. And let me just tell you, after you finish showing your video, you should have had the mother and the baby come up on stage.
Mm.
I said, that would have been boom.
Right.
That
would have been the video of the mother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the cute little baby.
All the mom had to say was, if it wasn't for Heart of the Hills, my baby girl and I wouldn't be, you know, whatever.
Right.
And she's like, oh my gosh, that is so great. She goes, would you like to volunteer?
And I heard you go like, I would really love to, but you know,
I said, I'm
in such demand. I really have no time for you people.
I didn't say that. I said, my priority right now is my church. That's
what
I said. I said, I can't really do that right now.
The event was topped off that evening by a speech from Abby Johnson.
Uh-huh.
She wrote a book and called Unplanned, and there was a movie of it.
Yes.
Worth watching.
Goodness.
Her story is like, it almost is like you shouldn't do that after dinner.
No.
I mean, it was really rough.
Well, she worked for Planned Parenthood and she was talking about what Planned Parenthood,
how it works.
They do.
Yeah.
And that they
I don't want to go into so many details.
But the thing, I'm not going to go into detail, but the one thing that shocked me was what they refer to as the abortion, what they call them POCs.
POC.
Which is... parts of conception?
Yes.
Pieces of conception?
Parts of conception, but they had a slang for it.
Yes, yeah, which is awful.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was very eye-opening to hear her story.
It really was.
And that she worked for Planned Parenthood.
And
it was. It just fueled our energy to support this organization and unwed mothers, mothers who choose to keep their children.
Yeah.
So.
And it's really destruction of the American family. I mean, whatever happened to just...
Yeah.
Protection.
Yeah. Yeah. Abstinence, control yourself.
As we used to say in the old country, how do you not get pregnant? Put an aspirin between your knees. It's like, it is like, that's your Dutchism right there for you, Dutchism, ladies and gentlemen. Nice. That's your Dutchism. But very, no matter where you stand, it's worth watching that documentary or reading her book.
Just educate yourself.
Because it's so easy to say women's health care.
Yeah.
It's so easy to say that. And if you don't really know, then, you know, and the way that's bandied about in politics today, education would be a good thing.
Yeah,
would be a good thing for sure.
Yeah, so that was a fun night.
I was educated on stuff like, okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, me neither.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Put me into a
But it was nice because we got to go with Pastor Jimmy and Annette, Pastor Brian and Nomers, and Brandy and Chris. And yeah, it was a great table.
We had the best table. We always had the best table.
Lovely time. So, yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Except that I ate both of your, I ate my chocolate mousse and yours. I came home like, I think I've had too much chocolate mousse.
You're like, I had too much sugar.
I was sugar. I had I never had
You were
that.
In the bathroom for quite some time.
Okay. Okay. This is where we don't need to go. I don't understand why you do this. It's like princess. Oh, I'm the poopy princess. There you go. Whatever we can do to embarrass him. Do you know what I do around here? Well, do you know what I do? I sit in the bathroom. I give myself a budget. How much time do I have? So my wife doesn't complain about that. I call my friends. Hey, man, I got to be quiet. Otherwise, she'll make fun of me. I'm sitting in the bathroom here.
We have plenty of bathrooms. You can stay in as long as you want.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Anyway. So what else? What else you want to chat about?
We also had, we had a lot of dinners. Then we had dinner with David and Andrea.
Yes.
Was that the night after? Was that Friday night?
Yes, that was Friday.
You have us booked solid, babe. Solid.
I know, but we had no plans on Saturday.
We literally were like, I'm on the couch. We're both snoring away.
Yeah, we were just chilling out.
It was nice to hang out with David and Andrea.
She is
a top-notch chef. And it doesn't matter what she makes. The minute we walk and she's like, this is no good.
I know.
It's not going to be any good. It's no good. And then meanwhile, I'm eating this butternut squash, like some kind of, what was the dip she had?
The hummus?
But she made it from butternut.
Oh, she did?
She made it from all kinds of stuff.
I didn't have any of those. I was snarfing macadamia
nuts. I ate half of that thing. I'm like, what? This is so good. And she's like, it's not going to be good. And I'm like, this is pretty good. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then, of course, David, this is our wine aficionado. He had everything planned. We had a nice white wine. We drank it out on their veranda.
Yes.
With the wind just kind of flowing through the hill country. It was great. Yeah. It was so good.
I'm such a
snob. No, I'm sorry.
What? I was gonna say that wasn't where I was going
just
there.
Throwing something out
I'm such a vanilla cook compared to Andrea. Like I can cook, but this was
blackberry braised
short ribs.
On
a ricotta.
Yeah.
Base with roasted golden beets.
Beets.
I mean, Siri, come on.
Yeah. Come on.
That's my new
come on.
Let's talk about
come on.
Yes.
Okay. So
that's going to be the show title. Come on.
Monday, young Master Jake arrives.
Now, let me give you a little bit of background.
Yes,
so my dear friend Peggy, who I have known for over 30 years, we met at the bank in the 90s. And she and I have gotten closer in the last couple of years, especially
now, is she
with
part
us.
Of the terror squad?
No, Tim and Peggy? No.
Mm-mm. What was it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Me, Tim, and Peggy.
Don't
yes.
you guys a drinking meant, terror squad?
I thought you were talking about me and Teresa.
No, no. That's you guys were the terror twins. That's different, yes.
So anyway, so Peggy and I, we reconnected and she's been integral to our faith journey. And she's the one who ultimately connected us with Pastor Jimmy. And
that's right. Enter the church.
Anyway, so her son, he was the one that was traveling to go to Grand Canyon University in Phoenix last August.
Yeah.
And he stopped in Albuquerque at a Hilton and parked his car in the garage and his car got stolen.
And his stuff got stolen.
And he is so filled with the love of Christ that... Yeah. While that happened and that was tough for him, he prayed for the person who took his car and asked everybody to pray for them.
Yes, he did.
So he wanted to get to know you. So he
also thank you to our parts of Vineyard Nation, also the...
Oh, yes, supported your, him and my prayer warrior.
Your prayer warriors. I mean, everyone sent him some money and tried to get him back on his feet, and, you know, so he could get buy some essentials and go into school. And that all worked out. I mean, that worked out fine. I've had some calls with him. You know, he's had some questions about podcasting and just some, he's 22.
Yes.
You know, so just some general questions. And I've always been very impressed with how prepared he was with stuff he wanted to ask me. And I, you know, and we've had some emails, some text messages back and forth over the months. And he is on his way back home for summer break. And he texted us and said, "Hey, could I swing by and stay with you guys for a bit?
I'd like to meet you and spend time with you."
And with, you know, and I gotta say, when I was 22, I probably wouldn't have been like that. Like, I just want to go hang out with some strangers who are friends with my mom.
Older people.
Older people. Yeah, yes, exactly.
We're older than his mom.
We are?
Yes.
Speak for yourself.
Yes. You are too. I hate to tell you, but you are. Yes.
Really?
By a couple of years, yes.
Ah, okay. Well, now I don't. Now I'm depressed. I don't know what to say.
Come on.
Come on. So he drives. I guess he stayed overnight somewhere in West Texas. Somewhere.
Oh, was it West? No, it was,
I think so. New Mexico again. Probably New Mexico. And then he drives 7 hours, shows up here, and of course we feed him. Of course, you know, freshen up and everything. And if he's been here, I took him to Austin the next day because I had a pair appointment. So we spent, 3.5 hours in the car. Wow. I mean, this is a fantastic young man.
Oh, my gosh.
And he has a lot of questions, really good questions,
smart.
But also, I'm learning from him because you want to talk to someone who's on fire for Jesus.
Yes.
He's
been ministering to us.
Yes.
He told me yesterday, and I'll get into this later, how I was ministering to him when I was talking to him on the couch. And so it's been, I feel so blessed. That Peggy's in my life, but the fact that her son wanted to spend time with us, and that his presence in our house is just
really awesome.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah.
You feel it too.
Of course I do.
He is such a kind young man who is devoting his life to Jesus. And I'm blown away. He's 22 years old. Blown away.
I mean, he knows a lot.
Yes,
he knows a lot about scripture and, we've just been sharing thoughts and he'll just say, "Oh no, this is here. Let's take a look." And he opens his Bible and he's, looking at all these different scriptures and we're talking about it. We had a great chat today. Just the three of us at the table. But I mean, it's been so delightful to have someone in essence, he says, "Here's my takeaway. Gen Z is not lost." He's Gen Z. Mm-hmm. He is not lost. This is not a lost generation. There is a lot of hope in more ways than one. Put aside being a believer in faith his whole school is filled with kids like this. They have some ideas of what's going on in the world. They're not stupid. Mm-hmm. They are not complete.
They recognize the corruption.
They recognize a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And he says, in some ways it wasn't easy because we grew up basically with social media and smartphones. So it all took us a little bit to kind of figure out, well, this is not really all that great. Mm-hmm. But this is I have hope for this generation. I really do. That's my biggest takeaway. It's like, wow, if there's tens of thousands of these kids around, I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel really positive about things. It buoyed my spirits.
He had some lovely compliments about our marriage, where he said, "You two."
He said, "If only my mom and dad could be like you guys."
He didn't say that. Peggy, he didn't say that.
He speaks very lovingly of his parents.
Yes, and I'm going to tie that into my God shot, so I don't want to get into that too much. But he was like, you two just, you can tell that you love each other very much. And
you tell him, "We're fresh, we're new. It's only 9 years. Give us some time. Come back in 20.
Speak for yourself.
I'm going to
sit next to you and hold your hand.
I know.
But it's been, and I was so excited because the timing of everything. And this is God, you know, this is but God, about the worship night tonight at the church and how it all just happened to fall when Jake was here. And mm-hmm. because I wanted him to meet Pastor Jimmy and Annette. And
he met everybody. Yes,
because Pastor Brian, when we walked into the church and we introduced him to Pastor Brian, and he goes to Jake, he goes, "I hear you're on fire for Jesus." Jake's like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I think Peggy might have emailed Pastor Brian,
oh,
too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, yeah. That's nice. So, yeah, and we were just, I've told everybody about him. Like, his presence in our home has just been amazing and wonderful.
How about Phoebe?
And Phoebe loves
Phoebe's
him,
Phoebe's like, okay, you're good. More of this.
Because Jake has such a gentleness to him. Yeah. So, I can't wait to see what he's going to do with his life.
You know, but he has shared a lot of his life before Jesus, which was not, let's say, not as Christian as could be.
We all have misfires.
Yeah, I know. But that's what's so great. And he's very open about, you know, where he's coming from. And I mean,
yeah,
it makes me pray extra hard for our daughters.
Yes.
Really does. Yeah. And may they all have a Jake come into their lives is what I'm thinking. Is there any more of you?
Yeah.
Any of
you around? But this is the thing I'm not used to, though. I'm not used to the volume of food that young men eat.
All right. So we made roast beef and
excuse me?
You made roast beef. Yeah. No, it was great. I sliced it. Takes a little bit of talent. And so we had it last night, and then, you know, Jake came later, so he ate late.
No, that was Monday night, honey.
Monday night, I'm sorry. And then he doesn't really eat breakfast, and you know, he doesn't really eat lunch, and so then we came home and we did have a little bit of cheese, a little snack. And then he went upstairs to do some stuff, and you made hoagies, which are kind of like Philly cheesecakes. And here's how it went. It's like, I'm like, what do I smell? It's like, is the fireplace? And so Tina pulls out these Philly cheesecakes, which are black on the edges, like charcoal. And I say, oh, just scrape it off. You won't know the difference. She says, no, these are yours. I'm like, well, leave it on then. I love that. Give me all the burnt black stuff.
So, you ate them.
Oh, no, it was perfect. Okay. It was perfect. It was great.
I'm sorry, dude.
It was hilarious. And then Jake comes down. I said, well, listen, I got the beta. So you're getting the release version 2.0. This is going to be great. And so he has his two cheesesteaks. And then we're chatting after dinner. And maybe 45 minutes later, he says, do you have any more roast beef by any chance? And then we both realized, oh my God, this young man is really hungry. And I was like, would you like more and mashed potatoes? And we basically give him a second dinner.
In our eyes, a second dinner.
For us, it's like, we weren't used to that.
And you know what? And Peggy even said, I said, yeah, we're feeding him well. And she goes, that boy can eat a lot, she said.
We discovered this.
And we have girls.
But I'm so happy that he said, hey, you know, I'm really hungry. You got any more food?
Yeah.
Basically.
So today I pull steaks. I'm like, because he's like, I'd rather eat here and have beef than, you know, go out to dinner. And I'm like, okay. So I pull steaks out.
Oh, I didn't know you had had the whole conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, yeah, you don't remember when I said, oh, let's go to Freed Homes.
And, oh, that's
and
right.
Said,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
And he
oh,
said, okay. Yeah, I'd rather eat here. Because we're talking about our beef that we get from KNC cattle.
And we did get a whole new order today. Yes. Thank you, KNC.
Yes.
We
thank you. And so, I pull out a ribeye that's 1.6 pounds.
Massive, massive.
And he ate it all.
The whole thing.
Ate it.
And a massive potato.
Potato like the size of your head. He ate the whole thing. I'm like, did you have enough? He's like,
yeah, now I had enough.
So he took the picture and he sent it to his mom and his dad. And his dad said, yeah, everything's bigger in Texas.
For sure.
Yeah.
That was a proper ribeye. That was a proper Texas ribeye. No, good.
Yeah, yeah. So I think he really enjoyed hanging out with us. And he loved Bridge Church.
I loved hanging out with him. This is a good kid.
Yeah.
I said, you're welcome back anytime.
Yeah.
He's a traveler with interesting stories.
I didn't even think about the fact that we're like so old compared
to him.
I didn't feel that way because he's so knowledgeable about scripture.
He said something to me. He said, you know, it's really great being here. He says, because at school, you know, the teachers, the mentors, the professors, they're in their 30s.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, they really don't have the experience that you and Tina do.
Mm.
I was like, he said, you know, I said, I mean, we're old. He said, yeah, but, you know, don't take that the wrong way. I said, no, I don't. He says, you've got experience that these people don't have.
Yeah.
So to be able to talk to us about stuff.
Oh, I think he interesting.
Yeah. To get our perspective, you know, from three times his lifespan.
Well, and he was really, I mean, he was zeroed in on getting to know you and picking your brain. And that was really cool. So, and I'm, like I said, I'm so glad that he got to go to worship night at the church and experience that piece of our lives, because our faith is so important. We talk very openly about it, and for it to come full circle and for him to experience Bridge was pretty awesome.
It was fantastic. Yeah. And I just loved it. So many people knew about him.
And
it was great tonight. Abram was back, our lead singer.
I only caught glimpses of him worshiping. So.
Oh, of Jake?
Yes. Yeah.
Bro. Let's put it this way. I'd say 40% male.
Really?
Oh yeah. He's got his hands going and he's singing. And I'm like, cool. Wow, this is great. Because he already told me, worship really does it for him. And he was worshiping hard. And I could see Pastor Jeff. I could even see Pastor Jimmy at some point. They're enjoying him.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's singing loud.
I heard Pastor Jimmy's guitar tonight.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, good. Yes.
I was like, I hear it.
Nice sound, right? Yeah, he's got the sound. Yeah, it was good.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Oh, and his arms are going, his hands are going. Yes, yes, yes. And, I'm like, all right. That's enjoy. Cool. Yeah. It was good.
Yeah. It was really, really good. Cool. So it's been really enjoyable. Really, really enjoyable.
It has been. It has. And I got to tell you, I'm a little tired.
I'm tired too.
Yeah. It's late on Wednesday night.
We got a busy weekend.
We do.
Oh my gosh.
What are we doing now? Have you booked us all the whole weekend again? We don't have a day. What are you doing?
Okay. You ready?
Oh, let me tell you. Am I doing something after my shows tomorrow?
No.
And on Sunday?
Yes.
Why do you do? What are we doing?
Okay, so Friday night we're going to a Backwoods barbecue.
Okay, but that's Pastor Brian Nomer's the boys, steak night at Backwoods barbecue.
Yeah, low key, cash.
That's good.
Well, then afterwards,
that's a hang.
But afterwards we come home, got to change, going to have champagne.
What? Oh, that's
we can't,
right.
We can't.
Oh,
okay, can't mum's talk the
about,
word. Yeah,
oh, special thing we can't talk about. Yeah. Oh, that's okay. Champagne. That's a special thing. I mean, honestly. There's always time for champagne.
Yes. And then Saturday night.
That's all set though? Champagne? That's all done? Okay. Yeah. All right.
Saturday
night. We'll tell you next week what that was.
Yeah. Saturday night, Annette and Pastor Jimmy coming home for dinner.
But that's a home game.
Yeah. They're a family. They're family.
It's like family coming over.
We're going to be fleshing out the vow renewal details.
Oh, this is right. Yes. Okay.
And we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit. That's on the agenda. Uh-huh. Oh, and I said tonight, look.
You mean being baptized by the Holy Spirit?
Yes, we're going to talk about that.
Yes. And have you already set that up with Annette?
I told her today that we're going to talk about
all
it.
Right.
She brought it up to me. She brought it up to me. Mm-hmm. So, and I said today after worship, I said, we're doing the show with the four of us after we come back from Caleb. I'm just making control.
All these executive decisions. I got to get the microphone set up. I got to have four headphones. I got to check the sound.
We got the chairs. We got the seats.
Wow. Okay, great. We've got the seats. I have to still make it all sound good and everything. It's like, okay.
And we're
going to
open up a bottle of Brut.
Well, that will make it sound better.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
and what are we doing? Are we posting this on Currying the Keep? Are we posting it on both?
We should do it on both. For sure.
And what are we calling it?
Well, I'll come back to you with that.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Yeah, let me know. let me know what you and what
we've
we're
been
doing.
Talking about this for a year.
I know, but all of a sudden you just make this executive decision.
Okay.
It's fine, but what's the content? What are we going to do? We're going to sit there and talk to, hey, you're great.
Listen,
y'all are great. We're great. You're great. Hey, wasn't that great? Yeah, that was great.
It's going to be, we're going to take a trip down memory lane.
Here's what I think.
What?
I think you and Dame Annette are going to be talking and Pastor Jimmy and Adam are going to be adding color.
That's right.
Come on. This is what Jake says. It's a very Christian dude thing.
Is
I've
it?
Noticed. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. You be in church. You check. Come on. Mm. Come on. Bring it.
Okay.
Come on, preacher.
Okay. So that's Saturday. And then Sunday is Cinco de Mayo party at the Surgeon General in Karen's house.
Yeah. Well, that'll be a lot of people, right? That's going to be a hootenanny.
Yeah, it's going to be the
Do we have sombreros or something
no,
to
but
wear?
No.
Are we not supposed to?
I have to bring a salad.
And we do it.
I don't know.
Hey, looks your culture.
Yeah. And Karen's too. Karen's half
both
Mexican too.
You're both half Mexicanos. Yeah. I'd love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Yeah, yeah. So what? Yeah, yeah. Si, senor.
Si, senor.
What do we do on Cinco de Mayo? Is it basically just eat some pico de gallo and drink?
Margaritas. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. It's so, yes, we kind of got a busy week.
It's a reason. It's a reason to get together.
We got it. Yeah, we have a
busy
weekend.
Tired, man. We'll be like, how was the show? I say, it was great. Thanks. I'm tired. Could I get up at 5:30 on Sunday? But okay.
I know.
Thanks for booking me all the way through.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You don't care at all. You're not sorry. It's okay. I love you. But let's not pretend. Do you know what I do around here?
Yeah.
Do you appreciate what I do?
All those buttons you push. Yes.
Oh! Hey, I unmuted you.
I could not do your job. So I do appreciate it. Yeah. You do it like it's the back of your hand. Like, you know.
You mean I make it look easy?
Yes, you do make it look easy. Yeah. There you go. So, yeah. So the vow renewal. So big news.
What?
Big news.
There's more big news. So our vow renewal.
Yes.
Our vow renewal is on May 19th.
Yes.
It will be a simulcast on
YouTube. We're going to have super chats.
And I think we're doing, are we doing Insta Live and as well as TikTok?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And podcasting 2.0 streaming.
Yes.
Boost us. Yeah.
Boost us, please. Boost.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, is that thunder? Or is it?
It's either the dog or it's thunder. It's probably thunder. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pastor Jimmy was on, was talking that, God. And then all of a sudden, thunder
God
comes
made
in.
Made his presence known.
Yeah.
No, my sister Toni is coming in for the vow renewal,
yes,
which I'm so happy about.
This was very exciting. Toni called me and said, okay, here's a secret. I'm like, oh. She says, I'm coming in. Don't tell Tina. Okay. It's like, and she's like, you got to pick me up on Saturday. It's like, okay, if I try to leave the house on Saturday evening, I think Tina will think something's up. So at a certain point, I'm like, Toni, people are coming. If I don't tell Tina, you're not going to have a place to stay because people are coming. So then she called you then, right?
Yes, but I
know she wanted to really surprise you and just show
surprised.
Up.
I was surprised.
I know you were surprised.
Yeah.
Just no way I could keep that.
I know.
You. I'm like, this is not going to be.
So she's coming from, she'll arrive on Saturday and then she'll leave on Tuesday. So.
And what's the best part about it? She's bringing her camera and she'll do your hair.
And she's going to do my hair. Yes.
She happens to be great at both.
Yes,
for sure.
Yeah. So I'm really excited. So
how many people are coming? Because I saw you, I don't know, I saw you on the cake website and I'm like, did the cake just expand?
I got an extra small. I got a small cake that serves 20 people.
So you got a cake and a cakelet?
Yes. And 60. We're at 60.
Unbelievable.
I know. I'm so.
And you told me Mark Hall's coming.
Mark Hall. Gene said
Gene's
he's coming. Yeah.
Oh, man, this is so wonderful.
I know. And then Toni's so coming in from Chicago. We have friends from Florida. We have friends from Arizona.
That's
Craig and Calvin are coming from South Dakota.
Wow.
I mean, my heart is so full. So yes.
Luckily, we have a town where people can come in and there's something to do.
Yes.
You know, so I guess people are coming in, like they're coming in to spend a day or two in Fred and then do that. Yeah.
That's cool. And then we're going to do an open invitation to go to Aerosol to just have a, you know, if somebody wants to do wine tasting or have a glass of wine, whatever they could do. But we're just going to say, hey, meet
us
there.
That's on Saturday?
That's on Saturday. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
So I told Toni we would be back. She's like, oh, I'll probably get there about 7. I'll just take an Uber to
we'll be back by then.
She said, I'll take an Uber to the winery. And I said, we'll be back by then.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So I was so, it makes me so happy. I'm so happy. I mean,
it's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. And I love that people want to experience this with us.
So on next week's show, number 87, we'll know what we're going to do. Because we're just relying on Pastor Jimmy.
Yes.
It's like, all right, I figure you've got it off. Pastor, what are we doing?
Yes. Like,
what are we
lead
doing?
Lead us because we have no idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know what? I'm excited to marry you and to declare our love for each other before God.
Oh.
Whoa. You hear that?
I hear
it. That's
me too, baby. And did you get me a new ring?
Yes.
Oh, good.
It's from the pound sand department. Oh. What new ring are you talking about?
The pound sand department?
You got rims. You got rims coming. I got you rims.
Oh, you got rims.
Rims, yes. You specifically, listen to that. Listen to that ring.
I hear it.
That's crazy. You specifically said no, no rings.
I know. You know what I would like? Oh, it is our anniversary, so you know what that means.
A card?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Woo, card. Yeah.
You looked
card.
A little nervous there.
I'm like, what? Card?
Yes. Yeah. 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 Card.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Yes.
Card. I'm excited. I'm excited. And the blessing, you know, I mean, obviously, renewing our vows, and recommitting to each other in the presence of God is the most important. But the such sweetness is that Pastor Jimmy is going to be doing this. Like, I'm just.
Me too.
Could it get any better? Too. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you. So, yeah. Moving on. So.
Oh, here we go. Whenever you start off with so, it's like here's a scripted bit, everybody. Tina's got something set up. She's okay. What did I do now? Here it is. See, here it is. I keep what?
What do I? You keep referring to yourself as Gen X.
Because I am Gen X.
You are not Gen X.
First of all, you put Gen Z in the newsletter, so yeah, you can't even talk anymore.
Oh.
1964 is the cutoff year between Boomer and Gen X.
Okay, I happen to just pull it right up here, and I'd like to read you what it says.
There is dispute about this. Where did you get it from? Siri?
No, I'm Brave. I put Boomer versus Gen X.
In Brave. Okay, Brave.
It's a search engine.
Well, let me do Wikipedia. Oh. Wikipedia is what the CIA uses. But okay, please do. Go ahead.
So it says.
But go ahead.
Gen X, born between 1965 and 1980, is often referred to as the lost and middle child generation. So you are a Boomer. You are not.
Here's my point. If you read here, Xers were dubbed, this is from the Wikipedia, the MTV generation. I am the voice, the face, and the hair of Generation X. Oh. Give or take 3 months between September and December, I am the face, the voice, and the hair, and the shoulder pads of Generation
X. Shoulder pads. I'd like to weigh into Vineyard Nation. I'd like to hear what Vineyard Nation has
just
to say
about this. Just
because
you're a sad boomer. Okay, boomer.
I don't know, babe.
The MTV generation. It says it right here.
In Wikipedia, really?
Hip-hop, punk, post-punk, grunge, grindcore, heavy metal. I was the host of Headbangers Ball. It can't be more Generation X than that.
Yeah, but Wikipedia, really? Really?
Okay, let's do ChatGPT.
So this is, I got Gen X. Gen X was born between 1965 and 79-80.
Yeah, this is no good.
Baby boomers were born between 46 and 64. Boom. God bless you.
Yeah, I'm logging into ChatGPT because we know AI is the future.
Oh, Elise is considered Gen Z. Gen A.
Hold on a second. I was, here, I'm going to ask ChatGPT. I was born on September 3rd, 1964. It was the 3rd of September. The date I'll always remember. Yes,
nice,
I will.
Nice.
Okay. Am I Gen X? ? Okay, that's ChatGPT. If you were born on September 3rd, 1964, you fall into the generation commonly referred to as Generation X. Generation X typically includes individuals born between mid-60s and the early 80s. So yes, you are part of the Gen X cohort! ChatGPT. Do you want to fight against hundreds of billions of dollars of computing power?
You don't even like ChatGPT.
No, I hate ChatGPT, but when it's right, it's
Wikipedia.
Right.
Or Wikipedia.
When it's right, no.
When it goes in your favor, then you like it. Anyway.
I just feel.
Baby, come on the boomer side. Be a boomer with me.
I am Gen X with boomer tendencies.
Boom with me, baby.
I have boomer juice on my shoulder. All right, just boomer a little juice. Boomer juice. Boomer spittle.
boomer.
I can feel
spill.
Your boomer breath in my neck. Okay, let's put it that way.
Boomer breath.
Boomer breath. There's your show title. I was waiting for it.
Boomer breath, brother.
Oh. I can feel your boomer breath. Boomer breath. Hi.
Baby, you'll always be a boomer to me. You're not Gen
and you know, you
X.
will always be a boomer to me because you are.
You are too.
Boo to the oo to the M to the R. Anyway. Boomer. All right. Yes. Well, Vineyard Nation, let me know what you think.
Yes, Vineyard Nation. Weigh in on this.
Please, Vineyard Nation. Anyway. I just feel it's always rough when the boomers in my life say, do this to me. Dvorak, who is, by the way, from the silent generation. Born just before World War One, you know, it's like, it's always harsh when you guys do that to me, because if I wasn't the MTV guy, I would say, okay, you know, I'm probably a boomer, but I was the voice,
face. In 1964.
You
weren't there
face.
Until 1987.
I was the face of the MTV Gen X generation. I want my MTV. I want my MTV.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I can see you're like right into your microphone too.
I want my MTV. Me and Mick Jagger, me and Cyndi Lauper, me and David Bowie.
Okay.
Guys, it's Cyndi Lauper. Okay. I want my MTV.
Stop. All right. Anyway, I just want to say, you have anything on your...
Wait, you got more to say?
Yes. I just wanted to say how much I love our community. I love Fredericksburg.
Yeah, you know why? Because they're all boomers. That's why you love them.
Oh, they're not.
I'm the Gen Xer.
Oh, everyone, please.
Okay. Yeah.
I disagree.
I love our community too.
I do too. And I went to another charity lunch yesterday.
We do have a good community. But America, baby. This is America.
Yes.
How it should be.
I went to a charity luncheon yesterday for the Historical Society. And I was just in the center of the room. There must have been 300 people there. And I just stopped, I paused, and I praised God for putting me in the middle of this community.
What does the Historical Society do?
They have a lot of, like, they have different programs, education programs for kids.
Do they have the museum as well?
The museum, education programs. They do events, you know.
Good.
Yes. And so, but I was just, and it's like I'm starting to know more people in the community, and I just paused in the middle of it and, just was like, I'm so grateful that I'm here.
Well, if I can impart any wisdom on anyone from the millennial generation.
Yes.
Get involved in your community sooner rather than later, because it's so worth it. And you can do so much more when you're younger.
Yeah.
And you can influence things so much more and get involved in your local community.
And
I didn't do this and I regret it.
Yeah, I
regret not being a part of my community. I moved around a lot, but still I regret it.
Yeah.
I could have done so much more in my Jersey community. I could have done more. And feel like I let some people, I let stuff down, honestly.
Because you were a boomer.
No, I was Gen X. I was living high on the hog, babe. I was on the headbanger's hog. So Gen X, everyone's like, he's the face of Generation X. He doesn't have to be on the city council.
Oh.
He doesn't have to do anything for the community. He's working for Generation
okay,
X.
Okay, whatever. All right, I'm sorry, open Pandora's box. But you're right. Get involved in your community because we all have our own talents. And it's amazing how you can put your talent to work to benefit your life and your community.
Your life, and your community, and your kids eventually.
Yeah, and not only that, you get to know so many people. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that up. It was the Lens event and I was invited by Susie, my girlfriend Susie, who I adore too. And it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And I was just sitting there like, I feel so blessed to be here.
We are blessed.
Yeah.
We are blessed.
Yeah.
God shot?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's time for Tina's God Shot.
By the way, did you know that Shredward from the Dorfels has a baby girl?
No.
Yeah, she's Autumn Gold is her name. And
do I know this?
Well, I don't know, but you know, he was like, he sent me an email and we're chatting back and forth and he said, yeah, I'm feeding my baby girl. I'm like, do I know about this? And he sent me a picture.
Oh, so brand new baby girl?
I think she was born in end of January. But I didn't know about
him. Well, TJ's, he's having another baby,
I know DJ, TJ's having a baby. But yeah. Anyway.
TJ the Raffle.
You know what? Bless the Dorfels.
Oh.
Bless the Dorfels.
There's a lot of Dorfels running around.
There's a lot of Dorfels.
That's pretty cool.
And they're propagating. So there's more coming. Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, sorry. Back to your gotcha.
What made you think of that?
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Gotcha. There's Autumn.
Oh, yeah.
Can't yes. help it. Just thought of Autumn.
Well, interesting that you talk about parents because my godshot revolves around parents.
Okay.
And it actually came up while Jake was here, and Jake was talking about his parents. And the first thing, when he first came in and I said something like, oh, I really love your mom. And he goes, I love her too. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Good boy. Extra points for Jake.
And that's from the heart, you know. And then he was talking about his dad and how much he loves his dad and how great his parents are. And I was so overwhelmed by how he honors his parents. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, my dad passed away 10 years ago, 12 years ago. And my mom is still living, and I haven't had the best relationship with my mom. And that's something that I've really been praying about to heal. Mm-hmm. And so hearing him speak of his parents and how much he honored them.
Honor them, yeah.
And it was like, God wanted me to hear that. Mm. Like because I've been working on it. My relationship with my mom has,
I know you
in
have.
My heart, it mm-hmm. has gotten a lot better. Mm-hmm. And, but just witnessing that. And I told Jake this yesterday about how it just impacted me so much to hear how much he like loves his parents and how the respect that he has. And so
he's obedient to God. Because
yes.
That's right up there.
Exactly.
Right
because
up
you're
there,
supposed to honor your mother and father. Mm-hmm. And so I pulled out my mom's Mother's Day card. I bought her one and I put in her card how much I honor her as being my mom. And I said, you know, even as, and my mom and I were not close at all.
And she had five girls.
And yeah. she had a rough life with my dad. It wasn't easy. And I just didn't have a relationship with her. And I put in the card though, because I really felt that way. Like I recognize that my mom, that God made her my mom. And I told her that I honor her, you know, even as I was growing up as a young woman, as a new mom, and now later in my life. And I said, and I'm so grateful that God put us together because you basically made me the woman that I am today. And so in my God shot, I put one of my favorite scriptures, which is Psalm 139, verse 16. And so it says, you saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. So my story was interwoven with my mom's story before we were even born. Mm-hmm. And so God, that was meant for God to bring us together. And I honor that. And I'm grateful for that. And despite whatever the past experiences are, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. I just want to honor my mom at 83 years old. I think she's 83 now. So, but it was Jake hearing him talk about his parents and how much he loves them. And like I said, the respect, it touched my heart, and God wanted me to witness that. Because I had bought that card and I stuck it in the drawer. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I got to write her card. Mm-hmm. And then it all just kind of came together like it was supposed to, but God. So.
Come on. Well, no.
Were you waiting for that?
Yeah, I was. Yeah. But you said that, and you know, both my parents are gone, and my mom died very early. When she was 66.
Oh.
And my dad passed away at 80, and we did not have a good relationship at all. And now he got saved before he passed away.
So
I've prayed over that, and I look forward to seeing him in heaven, because we will, of course. I hope my mom shows up there too. I really, really do, because my mom was great. But, you know, then we also had, we always have issues with our parents. So I'm happy for you that you can still do that while she's here with us.
So when I go see in July, I'm going to go,
And you're going to see her, right?
I'm going to see her. I'm going to see, well, I'm going for Joey's graduation.
And you're
going
to drag her to church.
And I'm taking her to church. I am.
Well, I think she'll probably really enjoy it.
I think she will. You know, I did ask her, I said, God's putting it on my heart. I have to ask you, do you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? She said, yes, I do.
Okay. Like, good, awesome. Good. Awesome. We're going to, yeah, she said, but, that, what, we'll but, be in wait, the kingdom, but wait, baby. But we're going to church? Wait, that's a little much, Tina.
But I kind of want to talk to her about it. Yeah. I feel moved to talk to her about it. So,
oh, I love it.
Anyway,
love
yeah, it. So that was, that all happened because Jake being here. Yeah. It was pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
time to get rid of that kid. He's doing too much good around here. Go do some good somewhere else, Jake.
Now it's time to hear from Nicole.
Way too much goodness.
That's right.
That's right.
Hello.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
Hey, what did you say, corksuckers?
What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cocksuckers.
So we don't have a lot of donations, but we have some very meaningful ones.
Yes.
I think that, I don't know, May or April is a weird month. It's always a weird month. Just where people are at in their lives, they're doing stuff, and the actual number of donations go down across the board. It's my experience from doing this 17 years. But we are value for value, so we love hearing back from you, no matter what it is, no matter how it is. Go to curryingthekeeper.com. We love receiving return value, especially if you use a modern podcast app. Now more than ever, it's important. Because the hammer's coming down, y'all. You want to have an app that can't deplatform. You want to have an app where your favorite podcasts are there. There's an app that is developed by independent developers, no big technology. And you can use the value system of the future. It's available here today. If you've never heard of this before, you can go to podcastapps.com. Just get started with the Fountain app. The new version is really, really
slick. And you earn Satoshis while you're listening.
Yeah, you actually earn.
And you can send them to us.
Yes, that's the whole point. Import all of your previous podcasts from your old app and then send them to us.
Yes.
When you earn Satoshis by listening to other shows. That's how it works. We like that. It's called theft. We love it. And we start off today with our executive producer.
Yes.
$100 through PayPal, which we also accept while still available in Texas.
Oh.
This is from your boyfriend.
I know.
Boone.
My boyfriend, Boone.
Boone donation.
Boone donation.
Yes.
So Boone is the 3.5-year-old son.
Going on 29.
Of this, our friend, the Surgeon General David, and his wife, Karen. And he has a sister, Bella, but Boone has my heart, and I have Boone's heart. And every time he sees me, he runs up to me and gives me a hug.
Man, so he he twisted his mom's arm into giving a $100 donation.
I know. So Karen texts me. She said, I just sent a donation to Curry and the Keeper. No note. It's from your boyfriend, Boone.
That's great, because I got a text message from Karen the other day. And it was really weird, and was answering a really old text and had a picture of blackness. Uh-huh. And then she texts me later, says, Bella got a hold of my phone. I'm like, are you okay? You know, is everything okay? Have you been kidnapped or is something going on? And now Bella got a hold of my phone. Yeah. We love you guys.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Boone. We appreciate that.
I adore. You know, and it was so great because when David hugged you at church and Jake saw that, Jake was very moved by how you hugged.
David hugged. That's a big man hug that's happening right there. Yeah. By the way, I think Boone needs to be decanted.
You've been decanted.
So it's Boone Young
Keep it up, Boone. You can get yourself a Samonier status before you're even able to drink.
Yeah.
We'll get you some coasters too while stocks last. That's great.
Yes.
Fantastic. Yo, no, David and I, this is manly stuff going on.
I love that
there.
God brought you two together.
Ditto. Oh yeah. We're there for each other for sure.
Yep.
And he has a tough job, you know?
Yeah.
Being the ER
doctor. I wouldn't want his job.
You know, but I'm really good with that because I can sit there and talk with him about the stuff that's going on, and because I'm used to that from all my other friends of cops and stuff. And I I can see the humor in it too sometimes, which you need. Mm-hmm. It needs release. So it's good. 31,500 satoshis from Jeremy Ross.
Jeremy Ross.
I'm not sure that's Jeremy has donated before, wow, so we're going to
thank you
from Castomatic, which is always nice. Castomatic is probably one of the best iOS apps, podcast apps there is, made by a doctor in Italy, Franco.
Franco.
He's like, you know, Franco works 4 days a week. On the fifth day, he does podcast apps.
Yeah.
Love that guy. Paul Hearn, $5 for his monthly donation. Thank you, Paul. Randall Black, $5 for his monthly donation. And coming in with the mini striper boost at $77.77. That's right, everybody. Sir Brian with an I.
Oh.
And he has a note. I never read these notes, so it's a cold read, so I can be just as surprised as you are.
Yes, because he texts me like, did it go through? And I'm like, I had to stop everything that I was doing, check the fountain app. I'm like, yes, but I didn't read it.
So as you all know, Brian starts off, I'm always here to cause a fuss, but I'm also a human being with a heart. When Tina told me the story about leaving Elise in New York, I somehow ended up slicing onions or something. It was so very touching. And this might strike everyone as unusual, but it's the only segment I clipped from the show. And surprise, it had nothing to do with me. Yeah. Can you believe it? So unlike me, in the evening, y'all.
Aww. Yes. In the evening.
Now let's get back to the laughs, Bob. Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
He's so sweet.
He is a good guy.
He wants to start a Facebook group, a Curry and the Keeper Facebook group.
Now,
and
I said, I also heard he was doing, like, he wanted to do a YouTube channel?
Of clips. But I think he's starting his own podcast. I'm not sure.
I saw
he wears those goofy glasses, those gangster glasses or whatever they're called.
And we'll just say this. Brian, I encourage you to do that, but it's not easy to do it regularly, every single week. You know, that's the dedication it's going to take.
I mean, he wanted to do it every day. Like, just like a...
like a morning show? Like, hey, everybody, it's Brian in the morning. Woo! My daddy was a Beatle. Hoo! How you doing? Hoo-ha, Z100. Bah.
Oh, brother.
Is that what he's thinking?
No, like a 10-minute podcast segment.
I'd listen to that. Yeah. If it was really 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Now, not if it's what I saw, but if it's something good.
I guess you need some work.
You know what? It's time for
I love you, Brian.
The question of the week.
I'm glad I don't have one. I have one, but we decided it would be better if you do it because, you know, here's the thing. So for whatever reason, Tina says today, hey, can you do the question of the week? So I can do question of the week. And then we're at dinner and then we're talking about the question of the week and how mine suck. And every single time I do them, they're bad. They're downers. They're loose. Am I boring you? I could see your tonsils. You were yawning, so
it's almost 10 o'clock. I'm tired. No, you're not boring me. But I did not say that about your questions. But you gotta admit they were kind of lame.
No, they blow. But you know that's the difference because you know why my questions don't always work for you. Because I'm Gen X and you're Boomer.
Oh, so brother! This is my speaking of the word lame.
Yeah.
Remember when you were on Josh McDowell's show and you said worship music is not lame? And your buddies from Mercy Me?
They're texting me, we're not lame. We're not lame. Those guys are great.
Yeah.
That's right. Worship music is not lame. All right, baby. Okay. What's your question of the week? Okay. I'm very excited because they're always tough when you ask them.
What's something shocking that you learned? It could be either about yourself or anything. Something shocking that you were like, what?
Wow. Something shocking that I learned?
Yes.
Well, I can talk about this.
Okay.
I can talk about what was shocking. We were just talking about this today, and I can talk about this.
Okay.
That I learned that my Aunt Meg, who was married to my Uncle Don, who we know was a huge guy in the CIA, that she outranked him in the CIA and ran the Russia desk, and no one knew this. And when she passed, even her kids didn't know this. I was gobsmacked, I think is the word. Gobsmacked.
Yes, because she seems so unassuming, right? Like she would never...
She was, in hindsight, like perfect spook. Her Wikipedia should say spook, but she doesn't have a Wikipedia.
Mm.
She was the perfect ambassador wife.
Mm-hmm.
And
that, how did you find out? Did
when we were there for my dad's
but you did know, your interment, Uncle Don share that, or how did it
I heard it
come
from,
out?
I think I heard it from Lucy, so I'm not quite sure exactly how they who said. But you know, everyone was talking about it. The whole family was like, "Did you know?"
Wow.
And we're like, "No, that was shocking."
Yeah,
just like I had no idea.
Yeah,
and that she outranked my Uncle Don is even more shocking.
Wow.
But that she was like, "No, this is a secret, and I promised, and I'm not going to tell anybody."
Wow.
I'm sure she wasn't still an agent at 94.
No.
But, yeah. But, you know, the.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah.
She was a fabulous lady. I miss her dearly. Oh. Miss her dearly. So that was my shock. That ranks, is that good? That a good answer?
That's a good,
answer?
Good one.
Okay. Good answer.
You know this story, and this has to do with me. So.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah. Me personally, not somebody else that I learned something about. When I was had to renew my driver's license at 50 years of age,
I do know this.
So I brought in I had to bring in my old divorce papers and my marriage certificate.
You did that out of love to change your name to Curry. You did
This was before I married
that?
You.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Before
you cared about me.
Yeah, I have a whole. Yeah.
I have a multi-tiered history.
I have a multi-tab binder with all my legal divorce documents. So I had to bring every journey of my name. So from my maiden name, which I had to bring my birth certificate and make sure that it was a sealed one, to my marriage license, first marriage license, divorce papers, second marriage license. And so I had to bring everything. So I go to the driver's license and the guy's looking. He's looking and he goes, "Your middle name's not Marie. You don't have a middle name." I go, "What?" My whole life I was Tina Marie.
Yeah.
Tina Marie. My whole life.
I've always called you Tina Marie.
In all my employment, everything, Tina Marie. I go, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, you don't have a middle name. It's not on your birth certificate." I go, "Are you kidding me?" He goes, "No, you don't have a middle name." I go,
"This is so good."
I call my mom. I go, "Pat, what? What? What is up?"
Because all your sisters have a middle
Everybody
name.
Everybody has a middle name but me.
Yeah.
Laura Ann, Lisa Marie, Angela Marie, and Tony Ellen. And I'm like, Tina. That's it.
You're just plain old
just
Tina.
Plain Tina.
No middle name.
But the thing, I mean, at 50, that's when I found out that I did not
that
have a middle
name. That
was
quite a shock. But I will tell you that I have convinced the IRS that you have a middle name.
Yes. Well, it's on my Social Security card, but it's
they
not
believe
legal.
It. They believe it.
But I remember, I mean, my initials, TMS, TMS, yeah. TMA, TMS, you know, all my whole life. So that was a shock to me. That was a shock.
That is, it's like that's
you,
a good story.
Yeah,
that's a good story. That's a good
shocker. You
lose
a little bit of your identity.
Well, you will always be Tina Marie to me. Uh-huh. And I will always say, "I love you, Tina Marie."
Oh, and I love you too,
Don't
Adam
always
Curry.
Say that. I
you
love
do.
You, Tina
You
Marie.
Always say, "Darling, darling."
And I say,
"I love you.
I love you. I love you, Tina Marie.
I love you too."
Yeah. I love you. Adam Clark doesn't sound so
no.
good. No. See you here next week.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay. I love you, baby.
I love you too, baby.
See you next week, everybody.
Bye, honey.
Vineyard Nation! In the evening!
The Curry and the Keeper.